This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I do. You do. You prepared for another hour of conversation, Jay? You're on the spot now.
Ready. Ready. Ready and willing.
Willing and able. All right. So that's a good start. Anyway, the Good Day Health program this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, and, well, it's two different hours. So Jack talks a lot about the situation with the chemicals in the air in Ohio and what is going on there. With Dr. Ken, we're going to focus on the best foods the best foods for salt. If you like a lot of salt, you'll love this conversation. The usual stuff about COVID. So you check them out. Many of the same stations that carry this program carry the Good Day Health Hours, and you can get them also at gooddayhealthshow.com. Let's look around. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a star. So the observation of these two stars colliding, another amazing thing. You know, I may decry artificial intelligence, but some of the things that have been developed by some of our best brains, imagine being able to create a machine that can watch stars as they collide. That is, it's utterly unbelievable because there are billions of suns. We are hundreds and hundreds and trillions of billions of miles away from a lot of this other stuff. And so there's a new word. Apparently astronomers have coined kilonova. It sounds like a song. Blame it on the kilonova.
It does.
Anyway. Merger of two stars and the extreme reaction, according to NASA, defies all expectations. This kilonova, unique event, few things are as materially dense as this kind of a star. It's a neutron star. Remember the neutron dance? It was associated with one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
I've seen them, and why I can't remember that dance.
Yeah, just maybe you probably look it up in your friend Mr. Google. But at any rate, there's this merger of the two stars that collide. And it is, according to NASA, it was brighter than having a billion suns together. This was just a few moments in time. And absolutely, you know, there's no time really out in the universe anyway. So this is the way we measure a time. You see the explosion, and then you don't. But I'm sure if you go to the NASA website, you'll be able to see this, then the explanation of the fundamental physics that astronomers really don't understand. There's a magnetic field. Am I going too deep into the woods here? Into the weeds? Maybe I am a little.
I'm fascinated by this, so I don't think but I can definitely see why some might be like,
yeah, get lost, right. Okay, get to the real stories, Doug. Well, this is a real story. And because this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I do get a chance to go off on some of my own toots. Mm-hmm. And the fascination that I have with NASA, what they've done, what they've accomplished, what the human mind can create in this way is, do we benefit from it? Who knows whether we do. We learn about things that are not like us. Is that important? All I can think of is Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know why that movie just keeps popping into my mind.
It's a fun movie.
That's
great
what I
soundtrack.
Think of. Yeah, but that's what I think. When I see this, I'm thinking, okay, it's like Guardians of the Galaxy time. This explosion is something else to behold. It is. It just is something to behold. God love us all. Anyway, so that's that story. in a nutshell. I suppose we could go on talking about that forever. But there are people who are interested in some of the more mundane things. Article in the New York Times today about medical examiners digging into opioid deaths in the city and the state and the country and the world. Do you know, Jay, there were 2,700 drug overdose deaths in New York last year, mostly from fentanyl. This is the highest total in 20-some-odd years. And when you look at the stats as they continue, there are apparently in the city of New York an overdose death every 3 hours.
I believe,
how do you have a
especially with
modern
a lot of the illegal
society.
Drugs, people are cutting the drugs that they're selling with fentanyl, and I think it's to make it go where you can charge more and you have more to offer. So it's like,
yeah, but how do you do that?
But then you end up killing your clientele.
Exactly. You kill your client. What the hell? Who thinks that makes sense? That's nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. Just the making. Okay, so Doug, why are you telling us this? Because I think it's something society needs to deal with a lot more than some of the other nonsense that we pay attention to that seems to, it's like, you know, a quarter on the sidewalk, a shiny penny or whatever it is. Is this something that's important? Yeah. It's killing people. I'll bet you that almost anybody and everybody who's listening to this program right now has had, and in their lives somehow, their lives have reached to some group, some family, some friend who's been affected by fentanyl, a death based on opioids. Wow. All right, here's another. I know this is, I guess I don't know enough about this. You're going to have to help me with this. Science of reading stuff that's now showing up in states all over the country. There seems to be a rush requiring schools to use the so-called science of reading in their classrooms in the next year or so. So what does this done? This is a, there are a lot of, I remember teaching phonics when I was teaching 7th and 8th and 9th grade, 6th, 7th and 8th grade English and speech. We spent a lot of time talking about phonics. Did you ever do that when you were in school, Jay? Phonics.
I remember the commercials, the Hooked on Phonics works for me.
Yeah, right. It's a good way to learn the basics of the language, the words. I would expect, and I say this lovingly, James, you probably have never had a phonics lesson in your life.
I know what a phonics is, yeah.
You know, it's
of course.
It's not a phonics, but anyway, it's okay. But you know what, you studied a little bit.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're banning various other approaches that have supposedly lost credibility. But see, what the school systems are doing is killing themselves. They are, because of bad management, because of politics, because of input from various groups that have an axe to grind. You know, you see what's happening in Florida, and now apparently the same kind of thing is happening in Ohio and some other states too. So the state law there allows, you're in Ohio, so maybe you can give me more of a run on what the governor, Mike DeWine, is saying about this. But supposedly districts are going to, at the moment, they still teach reading any way they want to. But the governor wants to force teachers to pick only phonics-based science of reading materials from a list that the state creates. What can go wrong with this picture? There's way too much. I don't know.
But hasn't
if you're
going to
hire a teacher, what? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, excuse me.
No, I was just going to say, hasn't time also told us and shown us that a lot of students learn in different capacities? They learn
right.
in different ways.
Different ways.
Some need to do to learn. Some need to visualize something. They need to see it. Some need to just hear it.
Yeah.
Like, how often are you telling somebody a story or you're reading something to them and they're like, can I just read it myself? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not listening to you. Let me just read it myself.
Miles does that all the time.
That's how they learn.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Miles does that. Miles has taught himself how to read. Megan taught herself how to read. We read to her, so she understood the concept of what she heard and then looked on the page. Now, I don't know what, I'd be interested to know what she thinks of this idea. She and I have not discussed it. But at any rate, it's a part of what they call the Ohio Reading Recovery Act, supposedly to balance what is being taught
This is like core math all over again.
Well, this is, yeah. I mean, is this what I would back to basics of subject, predicate, nouns, verbs, adverbs, adjectives, pronouns, that kind of stuff. I think that's what we are lacking. And I say this, James, I'm beginning to be very fond of you. So I'm not, it's not that this is, you become the guinea pig for a conversation like this.
Oh.
Because the Texas school system is obviously lacking. And I say that to all my friends on the stations that are carrying this in Texas. There is something that is germane to having a fundamental, the fundamental syllabus, a fundamental instructions of what you need to know to survive in work circumstances, in public circumstances. And I say this, and I tease you a lot of our gerunds and things.
Right.
But people are judged by the way they speak. And the more successful people have a vocabulary and understand how to write a sentence or how to conjure up a sentence so that it makes sense. And what I see here is this is a way to to address the fact that there's so much crap being taught in school and the basics are being left behind. So maybe this guy's on the right path. I don't know. I knew though about Mike DeWine that Norfolk Southern gave him a huge donation for his governor's campaign just a month before the disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. That much I do know. So does that mean he doesn't have any credibility when it comes to what's going on? We keep asking these questions, whether he's the place where it's getting blunted or not. But how many times we ask the same question about what's going on in Ohio and get no answers? Zero, zero,
right.
Zero, zero.
How did it happen to begin with?
I explained earlier my theory of brakes or something happening with wheel bearings on the wheels on the train. You can see some video of sparks coming out of one of the cars before the crash. So maybe that's what it is. But I find this, I'm not a fan of DeWine's anyway, never have been. There's a family that's been all over politics there in Ohio. Anyway, not my fave. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or just go to eBay Motors and get it right the first time. When you see the green check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
At
Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As is the case with people who are on the radio, sometimes when we do programs like this, we're moderately dismissive. So I'm going to dismiss this lesson. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the social media segment on this hour of the Good Day program, where they focus on Savannah Crisley. All I can think of when I look at these people, this family, they belong living in a wooden shack someplace in Mississippi. And that's probably bad news for Mississippi, frankly. These people are like, this is Kardashian light, as far as I can see.
Famous.
Yeah, the families.
People find them very entertaining. A lot of people watch Crisley Knows Best.
Okay, so you and I are entertaining. We should have a TV show. this makes as much sense as this stuff. So anyway, I guess maybe people are saying, "Ah, you're just jealous." Well, I'm happy. Thank you not to be doing something that makes me look like a fool. At any rate, and that's kind of like the same cloth of these the housewives of Beverly Hills or Atlanta or New Jersey.
Oh, and if you get a different location,
my goodness. All right. So what's the
Bachelorette? Paradise.
So the mother and father are in the slammer.
For many years, yes.
Yeah, right. So now these are Todd and Julie Crisley have a daughter named Savannah. So now she's going down a path pretty much like her parents. Hopefully she doesn't end up in jail. But what is this new program going to consist of?
It'll probably be similar. It'll just focus on the children rather than the parents and probably how they're adjusting to life with Savannah as the matriarch in a way, because she's the one that is taking over guardianship of her younger brother she has two half siblings from a previous relationship Todd had or marriage. And then she has an older brother who doesn't really need her help with anything. And then a younger brother and then her niece who was kind of raised as the younger sister.
Who cares?
So all right, let's talk. Taking over those two.
Okay, wonderful. In a moment, we'll talk about Meghan McCain, who is more interesting, it seems to me, than these bozos, but we'll find out after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0 invention of MyPillow. It's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
Meghan McCain. I like Meghan McCain. I've always liked Meghan McCain. Is this a commercial for Ozempic? Ozempic or whatever they have in there.
No. Well, she's actually speaking out against it because she is being pressured to lose weight very quickly after just having a baby, and a lot of people are urging her to take Ozempic for it, and she's speaking out against it because she's like, first off, no, that's not the way to go about it, and second, I just had a baby. How about everybody backs off and let my body be?
Yeah, mind your own business. Hello.
Exactly, and that's her point.
I always thought she was smart, cute, and she didn't take any crap from anybody.
I disagree with most things she says, but yeah. I love Meghan McCain. I'm definitely, I have a girl.
Kind of like what's her face in Laura. What's Dick Cheney? Lee, what's Cheney's first name? The congresswoman.
Now I'm on the spot. My mind's blanking, of course.
So the two of them are peas in a pod as far as I can see. 28 after this good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Do you think I'm sexy? Yeah, listen. It depends on your point of view, I guess, much as anything else. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, that is if you think I'm... That's Rod Stewart, by the way.
I was going to go to the next line, and I was like, better not.
Okay. So, we begin this half hour with a focus on something that some might consider to be sexy. This is a story from the famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch, which is a brothel just outside of Las Vegas. Apparently, authorities identified one of the ladies there who used to be on the cover of Hustler, a model whose real name is Savannah Henderson, but she's known by the name of Tierra. Yes, right. Her name is Tierra T. Apparently, the authorities arrested her the other day. She now faces four counts of possession of a firearm. She shouldn't have a firearm because she's a convicted felon, because she used to use drugs or sell them or something, who knows what. Discharging a firearm where others may be endangered, and obstructing a police officer. So the response from the deputy, there was a fight between two of the women in the brothel over one of the patrons at the brothel. And apparently this young lady had a gun, and so she got the gun out, and she didn't fire it at the other lady in the brothel. She fired it up in the air. So nobody was injured, but apparently after she realized what she had done, she held up in a room for 3 hours before the deputies could get her. And apparently it took a long time for their deputies to apprehend her. And if you take a look at the picture of her, you might understand why it took them as long as it did. I'll kind of leave it at that. The sheriff's office said that they had to call in assisting agencies from surrounding communities because there was such a brouhaha.
Oh, yeah, SWAT had to show up.
Yeah, right.
And if you're thinking at Moonlight Bunny Ranch, why does that sound so familiar? This is the brothel where Lamar Odom collapsed.
Yep. This was the subject of
his health issue.
Wasn't there was HBO or somebody did a thing? Yeah, they did the Cat House.
Yeah, a reality series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cat House.
Right. So, folks, don't visit the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Who knows what might happen there. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a pilot. This is kind of, this is distracting and distressing. The Air Accident Investigation Group has looked into the pilot who didn't have a license. He was up in the air with his instructor, and he thought the instructor was pretending, as they took off, he was pretending that he was dead. Unfortunately, he wasn't pretending. He was dead. And so
this was during takeoff. His head kind of like went back, and he's like, is he pretending to take a nap or something? And and apparently the pilot knows the instructor pretty well, and he does have a sense of humor. So kind of just...
He did have a sense of humor.
Yes, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of one of those things of like, is he just pretending like, oh, I'm doing such a great job, and he just can take a nap, and he doesn't have to worry, but then nothing was happening, and he actually had a sudden fatal heart attack.
All right, speaking of doing a great job, apparently the listeners... one particular listener, anyway, thinks you're doing a fabulous job. So here's one of the... We can't play... Sometimes if you folks go on too long, we can't play the whole call, so we'll edit it. And in this case, James went out of his way to make sure that we heard this lady, Mrs. Lucas, talking about Jay, making sure to get on the air how she extols the value and virtue of Ms. Kirshner.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Doug. Hi, Jay. I'm a new listener, and I'm in Kingman, Arizona, and it's in the middle of the night. I have never had such a refreshing radio speaker as you to listen to. I listen to the station, and during the day, I have to turn it off because they just yell and scream, and, they're down on the Democrats, and your show is so refreshing and so nice. I love your voice. I love how you laugh, how Jake comes in and helps you out when things get a little tough. I just adore your show. And again, my name is Early Lucas.
Early.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Emphasis on the early, I guess.
That's early really good. I think that's one of the kindest comments, though, to use the word refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can play that for your father in case he's not listening, or your mother. Hey, Mom, listen to this. All right, see? I made the right choice when I decided to go into radio. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Friend of mine is going on what he called a flexcation. You know about flexcations?
No. What is that?
This is the sort of newest thing. And this comes about because this is school week, school vacation week. I know because I was going to go to Los Angeles last weekend, and I looked at the prices. I thought, okay, I'll wait till next weekend. And the prices were about half for this weekend going out of the vacation period as they were going into the vacation period. So this friend of mine is taking his two boys to the Bahamas today, kind of splitting the week because he couldn't work. He had to work part of the week, and so he's going to take, he runs his own business, so he's taking a couple of days off. And it made me think about how many people I have talked to lately that are going on flexcations. That is, people who will go on a vacation but work. That's kind of what it is.
A workcation. A workcation. Pretty much is what I...
Flexcation.
So we're just changing the word? I feel like it's
the
idea. Every vacation is a working vacation.
Yeah. Well, some people, I don't necessarily take a vacation. I'll take a few days off here and there, like when I went to Israel and we did a couple
Very
of things
sporadically.
With Curry. Yeah, sporadically. But in this case, the experience is at this time of year, most of the travelers are going south because it's where the warm weather is. Who wants to be in this weather, even though the weather hasn't been so bad this winter here? But there are a lot of people. I noticed a whole, I can track, there's a flight tracker thing. You can see where people are going from various locations. So from New York, what do you think the number one destination is out of New York City?
Miami.
Heading south. Nope.
Savannah?
Nope.
Is it in the continental U.S.?
No.
Oh. The Bahamas?
Nope.
Turks and Caicos?
Nope.
Jamaica?
Nope.
Where?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Now think about how many Puerto Ricans live in New York. And how many might travel? That's a very interesting stat, I thought. In Denver, the number one destination south is, you want to take a guess?
Miami.
No. Outside of the country. It is outside of the country. Number one destination is Cancun from Denver.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. People going on trips. And a lot of them, I know my weekend trip. I go... Usually on Friday, depends on what's going on. I'm going tomorrow night, and I'll be back on Monday morning. Normally what I try to do is go on Friday night and come back Sunday night. If I'm just going out to do, if I'm going to, like Saturday night, I'll babysit with Miles. He and I will go do something Friday night this week because Megan wants to have dinner with the whole family on Saturday night. So I said, okay, what do you go out on Friday, and I'll take Miles, and we'll go have some fun. And so that's how we kind of do it. And then during the day on Sunday, we'll all go to the farmer's market or we'll go do something together that basically lets me take the two kids and run amok with them. That's kind of what happens for a couple of hours on Sunday morning. But it's, you know, that's kind of, well, that's for me, is how I want to spend my time. I don't want to go. I was thinking about taking a cruise by myself this winter, and then I couldn't get the timing right, so there's plenty of other stuff going on. And frankly, I just soon, if I'm going to go somewhere, get on a plane, go to California, be with the kids. That's what I prefer to do.
I totally get that, especially Miles is so intelligent and so funny.
You have so much
fun. I have had the pleasure of meeting him. But also, Jasper is at that age where he's learning at such a quick pace and talking more, I'm sure. And just to see how all of the leaps and bounds that he has been experiencing, that has to be really cool, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's testing everybody. But anyway, the point was to talk about flexcations, flexcation and a working experience, kind of the same thing. But can you, when you do that, is an Airbnb, if you have an apartment, like when you go away, do you use Airbnb or do you go to a hotel?
Typically a hotel.
I don't like Airbnbs, frankly. I've tried them a few times and I find them dirty. I don't know why. I think it's dirtier to sleep in somebody else's bed than in a hotel bed where somebody I don't know slept the night before. It's all of it, I guess, when you consider.
Well, I think you trust the hotel to actually change the sheets where you don't really know if the person.
Right,
I have had a lot of friends that do Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever, and some have had the best experience and said that they actually loved it more than staying in a hotel, and others were like, no, that was a one-and-done deal. I'm not doing that again. It was so awful.
Yeah. Well, listen, And to each his own, as they say. Joe Biden will be probably number one this week again on the talk radio countdown show, as far as people is concerned, on the list. This week, it may not be for the trip to Ukraine, although that's a good reason to talk about Joe. Apparently, in the last 24 hours, a bunch of high-level Dems have gotten together, so-called close advisors. Apparently, there was an expectation he was going to formally announce his re-election campaign. But apparently there's a sense of doubt creeping into conversations, and some of his advisors, including his wife, are telling him not to run. So, if he doesn't seek the presidency, then is it the same free-for-all with the Democrats as it is at the moment with the Republicans? This is the only thing that's interesting in my mind about politics at the moment. I can do without most of the garbage that's spewing around, but won't it be interesting? And who would be a candidate? I still say Hillary is the number one candidate. Everybody says, you're crazy. Well, let's see. Whether it's her or whether it certainly isn't going to be Kamala Harris, because nobody can stand her.
Mm.
So who else is it? Gavin Newsom, that clown that's the governor
can you
of California?
If it's Hillary
oh my
and
God!
Trump again.
Oh my God! Unbelievable. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting that the Dems are floating this around. So that must be that must mean that he's thinking, or his wife is at him. He's 80, so he doesn't want to. I think, I don't know what's going to happen when I'm 80. I hope I have the same energy level that I do now, and I don't really want to stop, because age is just a BS number.
It is.
But he's beginning to look old.
But he also has one of the most stressful jobs. I feel like at a certain point, you would just want to enjoy your life, not have that stress.
You don't think that having this job with you being on the air every day is stressful?
I would think so. I deal with me every day. I'm always
stressed. You keep your own stress, all right? 48 after the hour. This is a good day.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ah, fabuloso. Crank this up, James, will you please? Da-da-da-da. This is one of the greatest movies of all time. In my book, anyway, Alec Guinness in The Bridge on the River Kwai. And I correctly guessed, Chucker, before you joined us, I said to James, or I think I said to Jay, late 50s, 1958, in fact. Some people listening to it will think they're listening to a Getty gas commercial. They use the theme, remember? Were you around then, or am I speaking too old? No, you should have been around then. When they used Getty gas, we used the theme from The Bridge on the River Kwai as their theme for their ads.
That was a good theme. Directed by David Lean, this day in movie history, I think it was 1959, because a year after it came out, won the Golden Globe for Best Picture, wound up winning the Oscar, seven Oscars, all the majors, including Best Picture, Director, Actor, Alec Guinness. I remember seeing that in school, actually, when I was a kid. They showed it in class, it was a very good movie. They don't make them like that in any movie. You know what's interesting? I'll tell you a story. When I was at the theater watching Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania last week, I said to myself, because the culture's changed so dramatically, people don't have the time. When you go to a movie and you're sitting in a theater for 2 hours, you have to invest yourself mentally that you're going to get into something for 2 hours sitting there. The problem with the culture today is people are looking at their watch 10 minutes in.
Why bother to go? I love going to the movies.
They're not conditioned to invest 2 hours of their time and really get into something. It's more like, okay, let me see this because other people are seeing it, and it's almost like they just want to get in and get out. And that's not really the way great movies were designed. Not that Ant-Man was a great movie, because I told you it wasn't, but like a movie like Bridge on the River Kwai, you sit in the theater back in the day, you're mentally...
You're there.
...yourself just watching something for over 2 hours. Having said that, listen to this. That movie cost $3 million to produce, and it made $30 million at the box office. That's a what they call a ten-bagger, tenfold.
Yeah.
Movies now, if they double their money, they're lucky at best. So it's so expensive to make.
So let's talk about this movie, Cocaine Bear. When I first saw this, I thought it was a put-on.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a real story.
Like snakes on a plane.
Yeah, well, but Elizabeth Banks is directing it,
yes.
So it has some credibility. She's all over the place, and I think from what I know of her, she's quite special. You think that she just chases a buck. Is that basically...
Yeah, I do. I do. But here's the thing. This is what, you know... Hence the title, you know, Cocaine Bear, that's going to get attention, right?
Oh, yeah.
Universal picked up the rights, they're the distributor, so it's getting a marketing push. It's easy to promote on social media, gain what they want is somewhat of a cult following, and it is tracking at a $15 million opening weekend when it hits theaters tomorrow night, which would probably put it at the number one slot at the weekend's box office. The question is it any good? I don't think they've released advanced reviews, so that might tell
I'm you watching something. Philip Marlowe. This week, the latest from Liam Neeson. I want to see that movie. Paul Rudd is in the focus because of the Ant-Man movie. Apparently, he's been doing a lot of interviews still, and he told an interviewer he can't believe that he landed the gig on Friends. I thought that was interesting. I don't even remember him.
You know what Paul Rudd's first movie was? You're not going to know it, though. It was Halloween Curse of Michael Myers. And he was in the fifth entry of the Halloween.
He would be around the what's her
been
face
around
from
a while.
Friends? Yeah, but wasn't who's the girl from Friends that was on in those Halloween movies?
Well, Jennifer Aniston was in Leprechaun, and then Courtney Cox was in the Scream stuff.
Yes.
But Paul Rudd played Phoebe's husband in Friends.
Yeah, but who's the other one, the dark-haired one on Friends that's in all those
Courtney Cox.
Movies?
She's in the Scream franchise.
Courtney Cox, that's it, right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, so Paul Rudd is out and about doing things. Bruce Willis's family is trying to help him live as full a life as possible. A lot of stuff about him this week. I'm guessing all of this attention this week means he's on the decline fast. That's my guess.
Well, they did state that. The family actually did state that, which is pretty horrible.
How do you think about Jimmy Carter, who's on the decline and probably ready to check out, but he's 98.
He's in his 90s, though.
Bruce Willis is 68.
Bruce Willis is still, and he looks great physically.
Yeah, he looks fine.
Tremendous shape.
Yeah, right. Ah, what a tragedy, though.
Sort of hard to believe that John McClane is not immortal. But,
don't you feel bad, though? You kept talking about all the movies he was making going straight to DVD or whatever.
I still think he was used by his agent.
Well, that may be.
I do.
Yeah, that may be. The agents are bad, not necessarily him.
No.
All right, Chucker. Chucker is my hero, as you know, Jay. Chuck Curry with Doug and Jay on the Good Day program. Yo, look at the watch. Look at the clock. Look up in the sky. It says 59 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.